20 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Flight delays and cancellations are still adding up at airports across the country. CBS's Michael George is at LaGuardia.
We've been delayed three times.
Tamara Williams is trying to get to Miami for a connecting flight to Costa Rica.
There are no more flights leaving today that would get us there on time, nor tomorrow. Nor Friday.
This is the latest headache for U.S. travelers following flight cancellations over the holidays because of winter storms and a massive Southwest Airlines service disruption.
Georgia Republican Barry Loudmilk is frustrated.
How could a stable platform like that suddenly go down? Why do we not have a backup system or a manual system to do that? So there's a lot of questions I think Congress needs to ask of the FAA.
President Biden has also asked the Department of Transportation to investigate. Mother Nature is not giving California any breaks. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking more storms.
Another storm system is set to hit the coastline during the afternoon hours. It is already raining up and down much of the coastline, though this one will focus a little bit more on the central and northern portion of the state.
In Washington, the First Lady is out of the hospital.
The President and First Lady spent more than 8 hours here at the Walter Reed Military Hospital. Doctors expected to remove a single lesion from above Jill Biden's right eye, but they ended up removing three, including one on Dr. Biden's chest. Two of the lesions have been confirmed as cancerous basal cell tumors. The White House physician notes such basal cell cancers do not tend to spread, and that in the First Lady's case, all the cancerous tissue has been removed.
CBS's Stephen Portnoy. Meantime, the White House is facing questions about those classified documents found in President Biden's former office. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He has said he doesn't know what is in them, so there's no way for me to talk about the documents if he has said he doesn't know what's in them. And we're just going to allow the process to continue.
Freshman Congressman George Santos says he refuses to resign despite lying to voters to get elected to the House.
Will you step down?
I will not. Yes, we're guys.
A short time before that response, Nassau County Republicans called for Santos to step down. Some good news out of Buffalo today.
Damar Hamlin is home with family a little over a week after he went into cardiac arrest and had to be resuscitated on the field during a game at Cincinnati. Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Obviously grateful first and foremost that he's home and with his parents and his brother, which is great. I'm sure it's felt like a long time since he's been able to be home.
Doctors are calling the recovery of the 24-year-old player, quote, remarkable.
The Bills say they're going to welcome him back to work whenever he is ready. The Dow added about 300 points today. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
Snuggle up to a new friend this cold season. There's someone waiting just for you. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Bow Wow Meow Boutique and the Southwood County Humane Society. Bow Wow Meow offers your furry friend made in the USA treats, chews, toys, collars, and more. You can shop with your dog or even your crazy cat lady friend. Your pet will say wow when you shop at locally owned Bow Wow Meow. 231 Lincoln Street, Wisconsin Rapids. Adopt then shop. Bow Wow Meow Boutique.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, January 12th. In Wood County, the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin Finance Committee will meet at 8:45 a.m. at the ADRC CW in Wausau, followed by the board meeting at 9:30 a.m. The Executive Committee will meet at 11:30 a.m. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board Executive Committee will meet at 9 a.m. by teleconference. The Wood County Library Board will meet at 6 p.m. at the Pittsville Public Library. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee will hold their meeting at 4:30 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Park Commission will meet at 5 p.m. at the Jordan Park West Lodge. The Diversity Affairs and Inclusiveness Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex, followed by the Agriculture and Extension Education Committee at 7 p.m. In Adams County, the Highway Committee will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Highway Department. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 28. Tonight, under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Highs around 32. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Cloudy skies.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour, the hump day edition. Dom, feels like a Friday, you claim, mostly because you're going to be away without leave for a few days.
Yes. Stephanie taking me to New York City for a few nights. I'll be back on the air on Tuesday.
Now, I've taken you to the Big Apple before. We had that night in Washington Square Park with Bernie Sanders. And
oh, man, that was amazing. Got our free weed. Yeah, that was a fun trip, man.
We partied. Well, that was a different trip.
Oh, that was, what was that, Philly?
We got free weed. You got free weed. I didn't even get the free weed. I just got, you know, free weed adjacent. But that was the day of Trump's inauguration, dude.
Oh, okay.
DuPont Circle, yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning, we saw somewhere they were giving away free joints. And Dom, you know, living the life of Riley that he does. I mean, we literally got, like, out of a Uber, hopped off on the curb on DuPont Circle. Dom gets in the line. I walk around the other side. He comes out. I got a free joint. Yeah. You know, it's like he won the lottery or something. I'm like, holy schmoly. That took him like 45 seconds. He's like, yeah, you should go get in line and get your free joint, Crudy. So I walk back out to the street. The line is five blocks long. Dom cut the line.
I didn't see it, man. I came around the other side of the tent and just walked in, man. It's so thank you for that.
But I was talking about New York.
Yes.
Not D.C., New York, where we partied with Bernie Sanders and 45,000 in Washington Square Park. That was a fun night.
That was the Kettle of Fish, right?
Kettle of Fish, a Packer bar in Manhattan, brother. And we went to the national debate on the beautiful water side of, was it Brooklyn or the Bronx? It was Brooklyn, wasn't it? The debate was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Newly gentrifying Brooklyn. So, you guys getting hot plans for the weekend? Broadway show?
Yes, we're doing a show. We're staying, an Airbnb, you know, a couple blocks from the park in Lower East Side. And, yeah, we're just going to hang out, walk around, and take in the sights, and eat and drink, and be merry for 4 nights.
Don't get mugged. You don't have Crudy. Steffi's not going to give you the same sort of bodily protection. I mean, walking around
I don't know, at
2:33 in the morning.
The and,
well... We walked around at 3 o'clock in the morning in Brooklyn, dude. We should have gotten robbed.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be up at 3 o'clock in the morning, man.
not walking.
But anyway, it's going to be a fun trip. Look forward to it, but we'll miss all of you. But I'll be back on Tuesday, lighting it up again.
Here's what I'll tell you, Dom. The audience isn't going to miss you a bit. I got fine people joining me in your absence. Oh, by the way, legal marijuana dispensary just opened in New York City this week. It's legal there now. Another marijuana tourism state, if you will, Dom. But I got Batman coming into the Batcave tomorrow. Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, co-deviling with me for the whole day. So there, not going to miss you at all.
Thanks, Matt. Matt's a good cat, man. I miss him.
And then Friday, I'm going to have Sage Weil, my partner, the CEO of Civic Media. We're going to talk about vision for 2023, Dom. You're going to miss it. Maybe you can tune us in. Just get the Civic Media app. You can take us anywhere. You can take us to the Big Apple with you on your cell phone. All the real patriots, get the Civic Media app.
Get the Civic Media app. It's totally cool.
Okay, I've beat around the bush enough, Dom. Let's lead the hour. There are no moderate House Republicans. I would say there are no moderate Republicans, but Jennifer Rubin headlines it differently at the Washington Post.
The Republican Party is dead. I think we heard some megas tell us that.
We were at the Donald Trump rally in Waukesha, and one of the campaign people said, you know, your grandfather's Republican Party, and it was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin. I went to the little white schoolhouse very recently, night before I suffered through eating the Mexican locally, skipped the Mexican in Ripon, unless they're a sponsor.
Nice.
You know, we're a radio guy. I'm a radio guy at heart now. I still got to, if they were our sponsors, I would encourage you to eat there. Just, you know, plan accordingly. But I was at the little white schoolhouse, the birthplace of the Republican Party, and we were in Waukesha, and we heard a guy say, the Republican Party is dead. It died the day that Donald Trump came down the escalator.
That's a Republican talking.
Yes, claiming it proudly. And, you know, another little death. Rolling over in its grave, perhaps, Dom, the Republican Party, when it sees the activities of the House GOP. What would you call this new Senate Select Committee? Would you call it the Joe McCarthy Committee?
the Insurrection Protection Committee?
A lot of clever ways to stack it. Let's read a little bit from Rubin. Listen to the mainstream media's coverage of House Republicans, and you might think there is a mass of normal Republicans who do not buy into election denial, who are not apologists for former President Donald Trump, and who understand that the party's crazy talk and election conspiracy theories contributed to its historic underperformance in the 2022 midterms. The mystery. Where are these people hiding? Prime suspects would be the 18 Republicans from districts that Joe Biden won in 2020. Talking to you, Reps David Shorewert from Arizona, Don Bacon, Nebraska, Thomas Keene, New Jersey. Yet every single one of them, 15 times, they voted to make Kevin McCarthy, an election denier, the Speaker of the House. Every single one of them also voted for the rules package that the House passed this week, which sets up a standoff over the debt limit, creates a committee to, air quotes, investigate ongoing criminal cases, and hobbles the Office of Congressional Ethics. And they didn't bat an eye over reports that McCarthy promised to give more seats on the Rules Committee to MAGA radicals. Pretty immoderate behavior. And occasionally, members such as Nancy Mace, South Carolina, declared that it would be difficult to work with extreme members such as Matt Gaetz, whom she called a fraud on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. She also questioned concessions McCarthy made to the party's hardliners to become speaker, such as a promise to cap spending at 2022 levels, which would amount to a $75 billion cut to defense spending. I'd be okay with that, actually, Dom, but that's a different question. She even considered withholding her vote for the House rules package with the issue. Yet, Dom, in the end, she voted for the package all the same. They always seemingly find a way to a yes.
Well, and they only actually maintain their spine when they're actually on their way out the door. I'll continue from Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. Then came the vote on Monday to repeal the $80 billion boost in funding for the Internal Revenue Service that Congress passed last year. Getting rid of this money would empower tax cheats and add some $115 billion to the deficit over the next decade. Yet, every Republican voted for it. Again, there was no difference between how the faux moderates and the worst of the election denying extremists voted. It should be clear now that these quote-unquote normal Republicans have deceived voters. Keene, for example, ran in the mold of his famous father, the moderate former New Jersey governor. And Bacon told the Post last month that moderates in the party have to flex our muscles a little bit more and say, we're going to govern America, he added. There's a small number that want their way or the highway. Well, that's how we fail. We can't let 2 or 3% drive the whole Congress. But these two enable the extremists all the time. Likewise, a slew of Republican members of the Problem Solvers Caucus, but they seem to be part of the problem. Consider Rep. Young Kim, who in her profile on the caucus website declares, quote, I came to Congress to break through the partisan gridlock and get things done. Given that she refused to impeach Trump, backed McCarthy and regularly votes with the extreme right, that statement is about as credible as Rep. George Santos's resume. Rarely, if ever, do the media grill these immoderate members on their enabling the far right. Frankly, reporters do a disservice to the voters by characterizing them as somehow more sensible than the Freedom Caucus crazies. With the House as closely divided as it is, it would take only a few of them to defeat radical measures. Yet time and time again, they cave. Ultimately, Crudy, this is the voters' fault. You know, I always say it, Crudy, we get the government we deserve. It's the voters' fault, Rubin writes. They should have known when they cast ballots to reelect quote-unquote moderate incumbents that their voting records don't match their rhetoric. Yet they sent them to Congress anyway and often complain that Congress doesn't get anything done. When 2024 rolls around, they should kick out members who voted to empower Freedom Caucus extremism. That would constitute real problem solving. Jennifer Rubin writing at the Washington Post. And I absolutely agree with this, man. I mean, you can say all the things you want, but at the end of the day, when you cast the same votes as your election denier, you know, semi-fascist Republicans, you're the same. You are absolutely the same. You are doing nothing to constrict the fascism, the racism, the white nationalism of those individuals of that party. You are the mega party. The Republican Party is dead.
Dom, every single Wisconsin Republican Congressional Party member, you know, voted for McCarthy, voted for these rules, and in effect voted for this SOAC committee, this investigation of what, the deep state? I mean, this ridiculous witch hunt, this inquisition they plan on rolling out in the new Congress? There are no moderates here in the state of Wisconsin, not on the congressional level. You know, you think a guy like Mike Gallagher, he's trying to make a name for himself. On January 6th, he stood up. He went on, what, CNN? Mr. President, you must call an end to this violence now. It's the last time I saw a spine. And Gallagher is the best of the worst, because they're all bad. And it's just worse from there. I mean, you got Brian Steil. You got Tom Tiffany. You got Scotty Fitzgerald. Hell, you got an insurrectionist. You got Van Orden. And Glenn Grothman voted in the last Congress the Trumpiest Trumpster of them all. Well, Dom, you're sneaking away to, you know, the bluest of blue states, New York. Got a little editorial race going.
You know, where George Santos is from, allegedly.
Well, you're going to the big city. Stay out of his neighborhood. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Your phone call is always welcome here at 844-967-2789. New York won't be the same without Crudy. If I can make it there, I'll make it. I'll make it anywhere. It's up to...
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
This is your land, and you love it. Every day you look out your window to watch the wildlife, who also call your land home. The animals who bring life to your land. You know their daily and seasonal habits, what they eat, and when their young are born. As a caring landowner, you can't bear to think about what might happen to them and to this special place in the future. Your dream is for your land to remain this way forever. The Wildlife Land Trust can help you. Keep your land free from development forever and protect the animals you've come to know so well from hunting and trapping. As part of the Humane Society of the United States, the Wildlife Land Trust preserves wildlife habitat and safeguards the animals who rely on it. Without such protections, your dream, your land, and its wildlife could be lost forever. If you have land and wildlife that you want to see preserved and protected, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. That's 1-800-729-SAVE. Or go to wildlifelandtrust.org. Your dream, our mission.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Devil's
Advocates.
I don't know
if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're going to go to the phones at 844-967-2789. You could be next.
But first, I want to steal any conservative thunder. I want to share a headline so I don't have to hear it come out of CJ's mouth. Biden, President Joe Biden's legal team found another batch of classified documents in the search of a second location. Joe, Uncle Joe, this is looking, I mean, just the embarrassment of the headline. You couldn't distinguish yourself from Trump in this very important fashion, mishandling of classified documents. I mean, after the Hillary Clinton emails that she was eviscerated for, right? You couldn't have been careful about, hey, that one says classified. Better keep that one at the office. A little bit of the reporting, and then the phones. Another batch of classified government records was found, were found by President Joe Biden's legal team following the initial discovery of classified documents at his former think tank office in D.C. this past fall. And according to people briefed on the matter, the additional classified documents were found in a second location during searches that took place after lawyers found the initial classified documents. The effort led to the discovery of additional documents of interest to federal officials reviewing the matter, one of the sources said. Here's the problem. Everybody does it. You can't hold Trump accountable because everybody does it.
Couldn't you just hold everybody accountable? I mean, you know, when low-level people, you know, if you're not in the elite and you have these documents, you get the book thrown at you.
Okay, so let's take that to its next logical conclusion. Joe Biden's the incumbent president of the United States, as has been determined, at least through memo, a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. So does Joe Biden now have additional incentive to run for re-election? Or if we truly, we the left or the center or the moderates, if we'd like to think we're moderates, are you a moderate, Dom? Well, you're not a moderate.
I mean, you know, I nobody puts baby in a corner, man. Ask me a question on a specific, I'll give you an answer. I mean, am I a moderate based on what? Moderate drinker?
Based on your prior correspondence to Tiny D.
But again, that's also a subjective term. So what do you mean when you say that?
Well, we just described the fact there are no Republican moderates because they're all willing to get on board with a Joe McCarthy-esque sort of inquisition. And by definition, that means there are no moderates. And I would say, if we care, we, the American people, I'll only speak for Crudy in this case. If I care, if I want to see Donald Trump held accountable for stealing classified documents, then I cannot pretend like there's not a second day in a row or second round of headlines that President Joe Biden was also loosey-goosey with classified documents. Now, I haven't made such a clear delineation, say Trump should go down for this crime of Mar-a-Lago, he had the documents, because I think there are greater crimes that Trump is perhaps guilty of. And I've always wanted to see him tried and convicted of the greater crime. But it's still a big deal. When you've got public officials taking, absconding with classified documents, Joe, this is not a great look for you. And I got to tell you, Dom, it potentially could be disqualifying as a candidate, at least if we want to hold our candidates to a higher frickin' standard. And I often do.
Crudy, the U.S. Attorney General, according to NBC News, Merrick Garland has asked John R. Losh, a U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois and a holdover Trump appointee, to review how the classified materials ended up in a closet, a source familiar with the matter told NBC News on Monday. So the DOJ will investigate, and the results of that investigation will come out, just like they're doing with Donald Trump. And I think that's justified, given the circumstances. Now, are there different scenarios? Well, certainly. I mean, Donald Trump packed the things up, left, walked out of the White House with them. They were asked for. They said that they got them all back, right? The archives, Trump's lawyers said they got them all back. They didn't. They went back and forth, you know, over a year. And finally, they went and had to execute a search warrant. Well, when Biden's team found out or discovered, or however you want to say it, these documents, they turned them over. So the reaction of the parties is certainly different.
I'm not clear.
At the end of the day, if this were some, you know, lowly military person who had a problem with the Iraq war, for example, and snagged a few documents, well, I think people went to jail for that. So I'm looking for not only some consistency in the law, but certainly treat, you know, people like Trump and Biden. I know Biden's president now, he won't be forever, like everybody else.
Okay, here's why it sticks in my craw in this particular case, and we will get to the phone, so be patient. There's plenty of time for all our fair and patient callers at 844-967-2789. Here's why it sticks in my craw. Politically, just as a guy who's out here cheering for the guy, I'd like to see Biden have a successful term. I'd like to see him successfully run for re-election. If he wants to do it, he's the incumbent president. He's the Democrat. He'll probably earn my vote. But he was also out there crapping on Donald Trump, specifically about the potential crime of holding on to classified documents. And I got to tell you, Dom, I am less willing to forgive the former VP, current president, of looking past the classified markings on 10 at one location. Now we've got other documents at another location. And I don't think the motives are the same. But I don't care. It's still damn shoddy work. And if you're going to come out there and call out, and I mean, Donald Trump is a declared presidential candidate. The guy wants his office. If you're going to go out there and crap on this guy, when your Department of Justice has already executed a search warrant and subpoenas and seized these documents, you know what? You better be above reproach, at least on this issue. And Joe Biden is not proving to be above reproach on this issue. And that bothers me quite a bit. We're going to talk to the audience. I know Dom rants about all kinds of stuff. Sends mean, missive emails. Don't call him unprofessional.
Send to me first, man.
More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls, 844-96-PARTY. Always a party up in here.
The show.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker, Seawert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions, Thursday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to whatscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Ag Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub lots of matza pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu is expected to introduce a plan this week that would create a 3.5% flat tax. Opponents of the flat tax say it benefits the rich, but the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports LeMahieu said he would like to see a portion of the state's $6.6 billion budget surplus used to give everyone a tax cut. The measure will likely be blocked by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who is promoting a separate plan to cut income taxes by 10% for the middle class. A section of I-94 in Monroe County was closed this morning because of icy conditions causing numerous crashes. State Patrol closed I-94 between State Highway 21 on the north side of Toma and Highway EW at Warrens due to what they called impassable conditions. In sports, Michigan State rallied to beat the Badgers last night, 69-65. Tonight, the Bucks are at Atlanta. Marquette hosts UConn. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 28. Tonight, under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Highs around 32. A few flurries possible at times. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 20. Cloudy skies. Temps above average. Friday and Saturday, with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
For the teen dances, pay $2, they'd fill it up, sell them sodas. Mostly made the money at the door, if you know what I'm saying. But I'd have to warn the bouncers, like three songs ahead of time, Paradise City was coming.
Oh, so good.
It was a giant mosh pit and fights would break out. It was like watching the Republicans pick their own speaker down. 844-967-2789. Be patient. The phones are jammed. We're going to them now. Andy from Beaver Dam, the most patient. Welcome, Andy. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Andy.
Not bad. To lighten up the happy hour, Dom, have fun in the Big Apple with your beloved.
Thank you, man.
TD, you can stick your criticisms where the sun doesn't shine. And the third item would be Alan Robinson has a radio voice to kill for. I mean, that to die for. The guy, I remember when he had his own show for a while, and he's got the good voice besides his expertise in cannabis and so forth.
What is it about those smoking guys that have that gravelly radio voice? Like a Wolfman Jackie kind of voice going on.
Oh, yeah, man, just out of sight. But all these articles you're reading, what can we expect? It's all, and yeah, Biden, what are you doing with all the paper? I mean, come on, man, you're a hypocrite. Your people are to have those documents. Well, you know, I mean, we're just, it's making him look kind of stupid.
It is. Andy, that's, yeah. Brother, thanks for listening, man. I'm going to let you go. But think about the Obama administration overall. The cleanliness, the lack of corruption, the lack of charges, the lack of scandal. Obama lived to a higher standard.
Yeah, but that beige suit, Crudy, I mean, come on.
But I'm telling you, Dom, I mean, I want presidents that are better than me. You know, I'm the sort of guy that would take the classified documents home in my briefcase, like it'd be in my crap, and I just, I'm too lazy to sort them. I am that sort of loosey-goosey with the documents guy. I want a president that could be held to a higher standard than, you know, a radio guy like myself. 844-967-2789. We hold our audience to the highest of standards. Jerry from Arizona. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jerry.
Hi there. Belated Happy New Year to all of
you. Well, thank you.
Thank you. To you, too.
You're right. I don't think President Biden has a dishonest criminal intent bone in his body. You know, we'll find out it was either accidental storage or there's Xerox copies of so-called confidential info, but he's got integrity like Obama had. I was never so proud and happy in my life with 8 years of Obama.
And Jerry, I want to draw a distinction. Trump knew that the National Archives knew that Trump had copious numbers of classified documents. They asking for a year or more. Trump refused to give them to him. I mean, this is a new quote unquote scandal of the Biden administration. And it feels bad because it's happened on a couple different days, but they're basically in rapid discovery mode. They're going through every storage locker, every file cabinet looking for classified docs, because I guarantee Joe Biden and his team want to turn them over with alacrity, which is completely different than the intent of the last guy, Jerry.
Yeah, that's a good point, Crudy. Yeah. Jerry, I mean, you know, Biden and his team could have just shredded them or kept their mouth shut, but they didn't. They're doing the right thing, and, you know, their investigation will come forward, and they'll maybe pay a price for it, but at least they're on the up and up, as it seems, to this point, unlike the last guy, Jerry.
He would never risk such a criminal intent. I'm not worried about it. You wait. We'll see how it turns out. It's not going to be serious. Anyway, may I mention one thing?
It's yes,
so
ma'am.
Serious. There are millions of people that do not understand the two different types of marijuana, indica and sativa. I actually knew, met a man in his mid-40s that he said he'd smoke a bowl or a joint late at night, and he wondered why he couldn't sleep. You know, he doesn't know that sativa, you do not smoke sativa after dinner or you'll never fall asleep. But indica is for sleep and sativa is not. So if there's anybody out there that doesn't know the difference. Also, if there's any cigarette smokers like I was for over 40 years, they should be using tar block filters. It traps this tar and then it doesn't stick to your lungs.
Jerry, we've got so much good advice to offer, but we're in a prohibitive, non-legal state, and the FCC really frowns upon the whole discussion. So,
I would just say this, and Jerry, great points, and we do appreciate it, of the different strains, or sativa, certainly, and indica as well. But don't forget the third, the hybrids. There's hybrids out there as well.
You heard me say the FCC frowns, right? 844-967-2789. We just can't linger beyond like 420. Adam from Madison. Welcome, Adam. What do you got for us?
Hey, Adam.
Hello. On the records issue, I just wanted to point out that there are records supposedly still missing from the Trump hoard, and I was just wondering what you think of possibly...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
Pospisilova cuts and shoots. The three is in for Pospisilova.
We're down to 10. Douglas across the timeline. Straight down the middle of the court. Left hand layup is in with 6 seconds.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Good evening from the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan, where the Wisconsin Badgers try for back-to-back Big Ten wins. Wisconsin is coming off an upset of Minnesota in its border battle, 81-77 last time out. They're 1-4 in the Big Ten and 5-11 overall. They'll be facing the home team, Michigan State Spartans, who come in with a 10-6 mark. They are 2-3 in Big Ten play. Now, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Spartans with assistant coach Scott Merritt. We'll take a look at the Badger numbers as well in the Badger notebook, but we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to FarmSafe811.org. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
And welcome back to East Lansing as the pregame show continues. It's the Badgers versus the Spartans, now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Let's take you back to the Minnesota game. In your opinion, what was the key to beating the Gophers?
I think transition defense was something that we really keyed in on, but also our transition offense. I think we got out and were able to get some really easy buckets. I think we stuck to the game plan and we were able to execute really well. And even when they came back and went on that run and tied it up and went up a little bit, I think we had a will to win. We had talked a lot about playing with a little bit of chip on our shoulder, and I saw a different look in our players' eyes, and I think came together and made winning plays, and that's something that we've been talking about, right, in a lot of these close games, like making those winning plays.
That would be an Avery LaBarbera step back. That would be a Leitzinger block there at the end of the game. And in fact, when you look at the stats, like, everybody contributed in really unique ways. You had two 20-point scorers in LaBarbera and Pospisilova, but I thought maybe one of the unsung heroes was Ronnie Porter. She was 3-for-3, 7 minutes, 7 points. Even Leitzinger's little statistics adding up here and there as well.
No, I think both Ronnie and Nat were incredibly important and really truly keys to the win. You know, their ability to continue to come to practice every single day and know that, you know, nothing is promised or guaranteed, and yet they still fight, they still prepare, and they're still ready when their number's called. I think it just speaks volumes to the type of mindset that really winners need. And I'm really proud of them and the impact that they had on the game.
And then tonight, what's the effort it's going to take to hopefully get this momentum going and get back-to-back Big Ten wins?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously Michigan State's a really good team. They've got great guard play. You know, I think we have a good game plan as far as how we want to defend them. We have to box out and rebound. They do an excellent job on the offensive boards, and their posts really work hard for position there. And then transition defense again and getting downhill, something that they really do well. We got to control the tempo, but at the same time, we know that we can run on them as well. And so getting the ball up, and I think if we play the way that we played against Minnesota, we put ourselves in a really good position to win the game.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, that's head coach Marissa Mosley. Keep it right here. We've got a scout of Michigan State coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today. Let it slip, it cup, it check.
Talk to doctor now and share. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan, as the pregame show continues. Now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Scott Merritt. I want to ask you about the Spartans, but in your opinion, that first Big Ten win of the season over Minnesota last time out, what was the key to that victory?
We played 40 minutes. Like, we obviously made some mistakes over the course of the game, but we responded from those mistakes, and we didn't carry those mistakes on for multiple possessions afterwards, which we have done in the past.
Let's talk a little bit about Michigan State. What did they do best, in your opinion?
Run and rebound, right? They're really good defensively also, and that helps them get out in transition, but they just fly in there and rebound collectively as a unit.
Another good rebounding team that you're going to be facing. Now, you talked about their defense. They're fourth in the conference in the least points per game, points allowed per game, and the lowest field goal percentage allowed, also ranked fourth in the Big Ten Conference. So can you tell me a little bit more about that defense and what makes them so special like that?
I think their ability to switch at a lot of positions, and obviously they full court press a lot. Majority of the game, last few games, has been about 40 minutes. So they force a lot of turnovers, which speed seems up, right, and they're taking shots that they're not accustomed to taking.
So what is that key then for you if they get you in that full court press?
Well, we know they'll press us, and definitely for 40 minutes. We just have to take care of the ball. We have to be smart. We have to be strong with it and hit the ball to the open person in the press, whether it's pass or on the dribble. But we got to be smart and then run offense as soon as we break the press.
Final question for you. I know Matilda X scores she scored 25 points a game in the last game between these two teams last season. She's fifth in the Big Ten in three-point percentage. She's been on a roll, kind of scoring in double figures, two straight over 20. I could keep going, I guess. But what do you see on film on her?
Well, she's got great size at her position, so she can shoot over a contested hand, and she has a quick release, and she finds the opening, right, whether it's in transition or in half court. So we got to know where she is at all times, and it won't just be one person's responsibility, right, especially in transition, because she finds that three-point line and gets her shot off, so we'll have to know where she is at all time.
All right, best of luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. That's assistant coach Scott Merritt. Keep right here. More on the pregame show next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 28 tonight under overcast skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, high temperatures reach up to 32. Overcast skies tomorrow night, a few flurries possible at times, lows dip down to about 20. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
And welcome back to the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan. Time for the Badger Notebook. It is Wisconsin versus Michigan State. The Badgers are looking for back-to-back Big Ten victories after beating Minnesota in its last game, 81-77. Now, in that game, Avery LaBarbera and Julie Pospisilova paced the Badgers. Each scored 20 points and each grabbed 7 rebounds. Walk-ons, Ronnie Porter and Natalie Leitzinger, also very key in that victory. Porter, 7 points on 3 of 3 shooting in 7 minutes. Leitzinger blocked Minnesota's potential game-tying shot as the clock was winding down. So the Badgers are looking for their second Big Ten win of the season. They're 1-4 in conference play, taking on a Michigan State team that comes in with a 2-3 record. And the Spartans have won the last 4 in a row in this series between the two teams. Well, keep it right here. Quick spin around the Big Ten comes your way next. Then it's basketball time between the Badgers and the Spartans. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its 4th year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
And back at the Breslin Center, time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. 3 games in Big Ten women's hoops tonight here in East Lansing. Wisconsin faces Michigan. Badgers 1-4 in the Big Ten. Michigan State 2-3. Michigan State Spartans. Northwestern is at number 12. Iowa tonight. Penn State is at Nebraska. Back with the starting lineups and the opening tip next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young